Okay, today is Daf Chaf Aleph. We're a little behind. We're on Chaf Amud Beis. We are 7 lines from where the lines get wide. First word on the line, Amar Abaya. And today's Shir we'll learn Refuah Shleima for Noam Binyamin ben Dina Neely. You should have Refuah Shleima. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Im Tim Tzalom or Nigal Lechetzayin, if a person, right? If a person that in Eved Ivri can be redeemed half, what does it mean redeemed half? So it's a 6-year gig. So we'll redeem him for 3 years. At least half of it we'll get out, we'll redeem him. It's such a thing. Im tim salomar negal lechatzayim, mishkachas lo lekula ulechumra. It's possible to have a kula and a chumra. How so? Lekula, what would be a kula? Zavnei b'meya, he was sold for 100. Yav la chamshin, he gave 50, right? Palga d'dame, which is half. Then v'ishbach, he got worth more. V'kam al masan, now he's worth 200. He was worth 100, he gave 50, now he's worth 200. I'amart nigal lechatzayin, if you hold that he could be redeemed by half, so yav le meya v'nafak, give 100 and he's gone. V'i amrit ein negal lechatzayin, and if you hold he can't be, then yav le meya v'chamshin v'nafak, you have to give another 150. V'amarta ayu said nisrabe kaspo mikesef miknaso. That's learned out from a different pasuk. That's learned out from Kesef Miknaso. Right? So the Gemara answers, no, could go into Okir Vizol V'Okir. He went up, he went down, and he went back up. Then I wouldn't know that he went up, he went down, and he went back up. How much do you have to give? Right? Then maybe you only have to give 100, only have to give another 50, because maybe it's...
No, he paid the 50 when the price went down to 100.
He paid the 50 with the price of down to 100. Maybe he has to give another 50.
So if it was 50 as because on, then it's only 50 towards the 200 end price.
Right.
If it's Chatzin, it actually paid down half.
Right.
Then when he went down to 100, then he only owed a total of 150 because he paid half of what was there, which is 50 left.
Exactly.
50 shot back up to 100.
Exactly. $150. Exactly. But that's all kula. Yeah. Now, Mishkachas lo l'chumra. How can it be a chumra? Zavnei b'masan. He was sold for 200. Yoav palga d'dame. Yoav meya palga d'dame. He gave 100, which is half. Ichsaf. Then he went down in value. V'kam alman, that's worth 100. Iyamart adegol lechatzayin. If you tell me, he has to give yovli chamshin v'nafik. Give 50 and go. V'yamrit ein negal lechatzayin. And if you hold that it doesn't happen like that, you can't be negal half. Hanach meya pikadon in agabe. The 100 he gave him is just a pikadon. Yavle nahale, let him give it back, or let him keep it for nothing, and it's all good. Okay, that's really where I that didn't quite 100% get all that.
It's the exact opposite.
Right,
the price actually went down and stayed down because that he gave considered pikadon. Then the builder's master, it's not considered half a payment. It was pikadon. Now the prices went down in value. You already have 100. Bye bye.
Exactly. Okay. Now, from now, almost the entire Amud Aleph is going to just go back and forth with this issue. There are like 4 things going on here. There's an Eved Ivri. There's someone who sells ancestral field. Someone who's makdish an ancestral field, which are different rules. And someone who sells a house with a wall around it. And then we're going to have someone who sells a house without a wall around it. 5 different cases, and all 5 have different rules. So we're going to go back and forth. Well, this one's compared to that one. This one's compared to that one. All 5 different cases. Ready? Chart would help. True. Boy, my name is Huna Bar Chinana, Mayor of Sheshes. Hamocher Bayis, Babate Ori Choma. If someone sells a house in a walled city, Nigal Lechatzayin, Owe Nigal Lechatzayin. Can you redeem it by half? Gu'ulaso, Mr. Achuza Gamar. Well, let's learn it out from Mr. Achuza. Ma steachuza einu nigal lechatzayin. Just like by steachuza, you cannot redeem in half. Af hainami einu nigal lechatzayin. So to here, you can't redeem half. O dilma, or maybe hecha de gully gully, hecha de lo gully. where the Torah said no, no, and where the Torah didn't say no, maybe it's yes. Amale, mimidrasha shel Reb Shimon nishma, from the shiurim and the shiur of Reb Shimon, we're going to learn two things about redeeming houses with walls in a walled city. Shalove v'goel l'chatzoy, that you can borrow money and redeem half. I don't even have the money to redeem it back. I'm going to borrow money and then I'm going to redeem half. Amar Reb Shimon, shalove v'goel l'chatzoy, D'tanya, it says, imgol yigol. That's talking about when someone's makdish astei achuza. I give my ancestral field to the Beis HaMikdash. What do they do with it? They sell it. Now, what happens at Yovel? By Makdish. If I buy it back, if I get it back by Yovel, I redeem it back. Excellent. If I don't redeem it back, I lose it, and it goes to the Kahanim. Okay? Unlike an ancestral field that I sell to somebody, I automatically get it back by Yovel. I don't have to do anything. I get it back. If I mock the shit, I could lose it. How could I lose it? By not redeeming it back. So, fair? Now, what's the story with a house with a walled city? So a house in a walled city, if you don't redeem it back within a year, you lose it forever. The Yovel has no bearing.
So what does it go to?
It goes to the buyer.
Keeps it.
You have 1 year to buy it back. You don't buy it back within a year, you lose it forever. That's the story. So, can you redeem it half during that year? I don't really have the full price. Half I'll get back, at least. We'll share it. We'll sell it to a third party. I don't know what we'll do, but half I can come up with the money. Malamed, shalova v'gol v'gol l'chatzayin. You could do half. Amar b'shimon matam. What's the reason for that? L'fisha matzida b'mochas de'achuza. When someone sells an ancestral field, not redeems, sells it. Shiyafa kocho. You're in a very strong position. Why? Because if you don't redeem it, you get it back anyway. But in one way, it's bad. One way, it's bad. Why? You can't redeem it by half. You can't borrow money to redeem half. No such thing by an ancestral field. So, what? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. But the point is, there's no such thing. Yeah. There's no such halacha. I'll get half and then I'll get back.
Only 24 and a half years.
Right, or half I'll get back right now, and I'll redeem half. So, but there's no halachic thing for that. There's no mechanism to do that.
What would happen if somebody had a field, he sold it, that person's market shift to Beis HaMikdash.
It doesn't matter. It's considered a sale. I believe so.
Does it go back to the first guy?
Yes. Makdish. So when someone's makdish it, shehura kocho, or he's in a worse position. Or he's in a worse position. Shemigia Yovel v'lo nigala. Because if he doesn't redeem it by Yovel, Yotel kahanim by Yovel, it goes to the kahanim. However, Yafa kocho, he does have one good thing about him. Shalova v'gol v'gol l'chatzoyin. Because he redeem half. Hai mocher b'bayis ba'otar orichom anami. Same story. Guy sells a house in a walled city. Hovel v'hura kocho. In a way, it's bad. Why? Shim malei alo shana tamima v'lo nigala nichlat. If he doesn't redeem it within the year, he loses it. He loses it forever. Yafakocha, but in a way, he has a good thing. Shalova v'gol v'gol l'chatzayin. He should be able to get half. That's what the Gemara says. Now, Eisvei, the Gemara asks a question on all that. It says, v'imgol yigol. It says by Astei Achuza, this is talking about someone's makdish Astei Achuza. It says, v'imgol yigol, malamet shalova v'gol v'gol l'chatzayin. To tell you that you can do half. Again, it's so complicated. It's so confusing because there's so many different cases, and we just keep throwing them back and forth, and we're so behind. But it's not hard. It's not hard Gemara. It's just so many different cases.
That's why it's confusing.
Anyway, malamit shegol v'gol v'gol l'chatzon shiachal v'alod dinhu. I would think that it's a kal v'chomer, right? Yeah. 1 second. I would think it's a kal v'chomer the opposite way. Umam bocher stei achuza. Someone sells a stei achuza. Shiyafa kocho. He has the upper hand. Why does he have the upper hand? Shemigia yovel nigalo chazer zemayla v'yovel. Because he gets it back by yovel no matter what. Nevertheless, hura kocho, in a way it's bad. She'ein lo v'gol v'gol l'chatzayin. He can't get half of it back. So makdish, if someone's makdish it, shehura kocho, it's bad. Why is it bad? She'im higia yovel lo nigala yotza la kahanim be yovel. Because if he doesn't redeem it by yovel, he loses it forever. It goes to the kahanim. Ain't a din shehura kocho she'ain love of a gol v'gol lachatzayim. So for sure he can't redeem half of it. Why can't he redeem half of it? Ma talmud lo ma lamocher. 1 second. But what about ma lamocher stei achuza? What about a stei achuza she'ain hura kocho? Which is worse. Why? Ligoel miyad, right? Astei achuza, you have to wait 2 years. You're not allowed to redeem it right away. You sell astei achuza to you, I sell it to you, you have 2 years to work on it. I can't get it back for 2 years. That's a negative thing. Tomer b'maktish, what about maktish? There's no rule like that. Sheyofa kochol ligoel miyad, I can get it back right away, right? Therefore, I should be able to redeem it by half. Mocher bayis ba'atei orichom yochiach. No, well, mocher bayis in a walled city will say it's not true. Sheyofa koach, because it's a good thing. Ligol miyad, you can redeem it right away. Ve'ein lo v'vegol v'gol lachatzayim, and you can't redeem it by half. You can't do that. Therefore, but the brayis said you can. The brayis said you can by ba'atei orichom. How could that be? Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha Rabbanon, ha Rab Shimon. The Rabbanon said no, and the Rab Shimon said yes. Right? Right? Tani. What? Oh, excellent. I don't have one. Tani Chada, Lovel, Vagoel, Vagoel, Lechatzoyin. One Bryce said you can. Vitani Educh, ain't Lovel, Vagoel, Vagoel, Lechatzoyin. And one Bryce said you can't. Lo Kasha, it's Anakasha. Ha Rabbanon, ha Rab Shimon. It's two different people, two different Shitas.
When you redeem it, they check where the money is coming from?
Yes. Yes, because you're not allowed to borrow. Some cases you can't borrow it. Simon. Cheresh, Chavash, Zman. Okay. Amalei Rav Acha Berei Derava L'Rav Ashi. Rav Acha Berei Derava asked Rav Ashi, who, if not for the pasuk of Goel Yigol, right, I would say you can't go. We can't redeem half because we just had the Kal V'Chomer. Ikal Mifrach. But 1 second, that's not a good kavachomer. Malam mocher bayis b'batei orechoma, but that's worse, b'batei orechoma. Shekein hura kocho ligol olam. You're going to lose it forever. Tomar b'machdish shiyafa kocho ligol la'olam. Right? Right. B'batei orechoma, you have 1 year to get it back. And if you makdish a stei achuz, you have 50 years to get it back, or 48 years to get it back. So what kind of kal v'chomer is that? It's not true. So amar Rav Acha Saba l'Rav Ashi mishum de ikel lemifrach mishum de ikel lemeimar nahar der dina teisei v'mahatzad, because it's not a kal v'chomer. It's a mamatzinu mocher stei achuz yochiach. So now if you sell it in a testro field, it's different. Why? Shiyafa kocho ligol la'olam. Because you can you have 50 years to get it back. The ain lo v'vegol v'gol lachatzon, and you can't redeem it by half. Ma lamocher stei achuza shekein hura kocho ligol miyad. Just like stei achuza, in a way you have it bad because you can't redeem it right away. You have to wait 2 years. Mocher bayis, but the orechom yuchiyach. That'll tell me something else. Because if you sell a house in a walled city, you can buy it back the minute you sell it. For Chazar Adin, and it keeps repeating itself. Lo rizeh kerizeh. Each one's not like the other. What's the tzad hashav shebehen? What's the bottom line? Shenigoel, that can be redeemed. Ve'ein lo zeh, ve'ein lo v'vegol v'gol v'chatzoyin. And you can't borrow and redeem half. Af ani avi makdish. So too, I'll add on the case of makdish, shenigoel, that you can redeem it. Ve'ein lo v'vegol v'gol v'chatzoyin. And you can't redeem half. Therefore, the Brisa came along and said, no, there's a pasuk that says you can. It says, gol you gol, that you can redeem half. By where? If you're makdish in an ancestral field. Amalei marzutra b'rei derav mari l'ravina, ikal l'mifrach, but that's not good. Malasad hashav shebehen, you know why they're both the same. Shekin hura kocham ligoel bishana shnia. In both cases, you can't redeem it in year number two. But the orechoma, if you wait till year number two, you'll lose it. And a stei achuza, You have to wait 3 years. So in year number two, you don't have to... Rashi says that. Rashi says, B'shana Shnia. The moches, the achuza, ain't a moche yachol legal ad shetava shana shlishis. You can only redeem it in the third year. You have to wait the first 2 years. That's the case if you sell an ancestral field. V'mocher bayis be'ir choma, and if you sell a house in a walled city, lo gol el b'rishona. You can only redeem it in the first year. Nimsa she'ein zev v'zeh negol b'shilia. So both of them cannot be redeemed in year two. Right?
Three or four.
No. Ancestral fields, you can.
You can take it back with the walled city. Even
if right.
Four or five.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. It's a funny thing. So in year two, they have a similarity. Tomar be makdish shiafakoch legal b'shana shnia. But if you're makdish it, you can't redeem it. That rule about 2 years only applies to sell, not to makdish it. Different rule. Right. So it's not the same.
So if buyer and seller agree in the second year, what happens?
No, the guy's entitled.
But
I don't know. I don't know.
But the argument of a second year in Wall City is a fallacy.
I know, right? It's a fallacy. Because you lose it forever.
Because you lose it forever.
What?
It's gone already.
Right. And here, you just have to wait another year.
Right to the first second.
Right. I hear.
It's waiting another year.
I know. That's the Gemara. It's a funny pircha. They're both dissimilar in the fact that they're not similar.
Right.
Yeah.
But the third case of Matish Steachuza doesn't have this similarity at all. I know. I hear you.
The overlap of 1 year.
No, but they're going in opposite directions.
Right.
That's the thing. They're going in opposite directions. Right. But they're a choma, you lose it, and the stayachuz, you still have to wait.
Right.
You have to sit it out another year, that's all. Amalei Ravina, let me show...
It's a funny wording, I guess.
No, it's not... it's a funny case.
Is it that you can't give them money in the second year? You don't get it back?
And that's what he asked. I don't know. I don't know. What if you agree? You know what? I don't want this field. I'll give it back early. Are you allowed? I don't know.
Forget about that. Here's the money. I'll take it in 2 years.
Oh, I hear you. I don't know. I don't know.
It's a sale,
but I'm buying it back. I sold it because I needed the money.
Correct.
The next day, I won the lottery.
Correct.
So I have the money now. I'm sorry, I have to wait 2 years. Okay, fine, I'll wait 2 years. I'm giving you the money now, so I know I prepaid.
That's a sale. It's nothing to do with inheritance. Nothing to do with switching it back and forth. It's another flat-out sale. Like the third guy sells to another guy.
I know, but you have to wait 2 years before you buy it back.
Right. It's probably more like a cut-up. So if you give it to that guy, it's not chav, because the transaction's not chav.
Right, I don't know. Amalei Ravina, I'll tell you why. Mishum de'ikah le'meimar, Eved Ivri, hanimkar le'ovei kochav miyuchich. What about an Eved Ivri who sold to a guy? Now, if an Eved Ivri sold to a Jew, you can't redeem him. There's no such thing. There's only a few ways an Eved Ivri goes out from a Jew. The master dies, Geron Kesef, or that's it. Yovel comes in the middle. Right? You can't, but I have a relative who's rich, none of this doesn't work. There's no such thing like that. If he sold to a guy, assuming the guy's following the rules, there is such a concept. You'll prepay him. Right. The guy's not getting cheated, but you'll prepay him. We don't want him hanging around by a guy. Right? It was a bad situation. He got sold to a guy. We try to get him out of that. But if he sold to a Jew, we don't try. There's no such concept.
We force the
guy. What?
We force the guy to buy him back 10 times the amount.
Yeah,
right.
They always try to get him out of servitude no matter what it is.
By an Eved Ivri, if he sold to a Jew?
Why not?
I don't think so. Basically, you'll see.
By Eved Kanani.
Let's see what happens when. I'm not talking about Eved Kanani. We just said, Eved Ivri, Hanimkal Ovikachav Yochiach. If Eved Ivri sold to a guy, is Yochiach. What does it mean, Yochiach? It'll resuscitate the Bin Yarav. Why? Shiafa Kocho, Ligol Bashana Shnia. First of all, it's better because you can buy it back in second year. Mm-hmm. It's no difference like that. The ain love the gol lechatayin, but there's no halves, right? There's no halves by. We're saying that now. We're going to change that. There's no halves by redeeming a by redeeming an Eved Ivri sold to a guy. Okay. Now, what about us?
We said yesterday you're allowed to buy it out early.
What? So we're gonna. So we're saying that now. What about a steachuza? What about a steachuza? That's what we're trying to prove. A steachuza, you could redeem half. Okay. Boy, me name Ravuna Berchinna Merav Sheshas. Hamocher bayis bebate orechoma. If someone sells a house in a walled city, nigar lekrovim or ein nigar lekrovim, can the relatives buy it back? Gu'ulasa misteachuza gamar. Well, let's learn it out from steachuza. Ma steachuza ein nigar lechatzayin v'nigalos lekrovim. A steachuza cannot be sold for half, remember? But a relative can. Av hainami, ein egal in the chatzarn, vin egal in the krovim. Same thing. Oh, Dilmore, maybe no. Ki ksiva geula, bechatzarn hu diksiv. That geula is only talking about half. Be krovim lo ksiv. We're not talking about krovim at all. Amale, ein or nigal, it cannot be redeemed.
By anybody.
By anybody. Not by the relatives. By him, right. Yes. Not by the relatives. Eishvei, one second. It says, bechal geula. This question is by. It says b'chol geula titnu, right? What does that mean? B'chol geula titnu. It's a vague pasuk. With all redemptions, you can get it back. What does that mean? Larabos, doesn't it mean batim ve'eved ivri? I'm sorry. B'chol geula titnu larabos batim ve'eved ivri. The Brisa said it comes to include houses and eved ivri. My la bate orichoma? Does it mean bate? What does that mean? Who's redeeming? Relatives. Doesn't it mean that? No, it doesn't mean that. It means bate chatserim. It means fields or but or houses that don't have a wall from Yeshua ben Nun. Right? A guy sells his house. He's poor. Let the family try to raise the money and get it back. Bate chatserim behed yiksibu. It says that preferish. It says al sada ha'aret yechashev. Right? So that's a different story. Now, halula kovo chova, valiba derabal Eliezer. That's all that pasuk does is tell you it's a chiyuv. The relatives have a chiyuv to do that. Right? The relatives have a chiyuv to get you a job. They don't have a chiyuv to do that. It's not a nice tzedakah. They have a chiyuv. They don't have a chiyuv to do anything for you. They still have a chiyuv. They have an obligation. The Tanya, it says, v'goel is mimkar achiv. Right? V'goel is mimkar achiv. That if someone sells his field, that the family will buy it back. Rishus. It's a Rishus. Ata omer Rishus. Oenu el chova. Maybe it's a chov. Tamad lomar. V'ish ki lo yiye lo goel. If the guy doesn't have any relatives. V'chiyesh adam b'yisrael she'en lo goelim. How can someone not have relatives? Ella, don't tell me it's a ger. Zeh she'esh lo. He has relatives, of course. But v'en erotze. They don't want to do it. En erotze likach. Sha'ar Rishus b'yado divir b'yashua. But of course there's relatives. They don't want to help. Do they have to? No. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Fagolas Mimkar Achiv, Chova. It's a Chov. Ata Omer, Chova. You say it's a Chov. When it's a Rishos, maybe it's a Rishos. Tamad Omer, Bechol Gula Titnu, Hakasav, Kavua, Chova. The Pasuk made it into a Chov to redeem an intestinal field. So too, they have a Chov to buy your house back for you, to try to help you. Okay? Amru le Rabbanon l'Ravashi, v'amru le Ravina l'Ravashi, bishlom l'manda amru l'Rabbas bote orichoma, haino diktiv bakol. It says, ubechol eretach uzaschem, ubechol. Elo l'manda amru l'Rabbas bote chatzerim, my bechol. With everything, what are you including? Akasha, that's Akasha. Yeah, that's Akasha. Now, Rav Sheish has held before that there's no geulas krovim on a bate orechoma. Good? Okay. Eish v'abaya ma tamad lomar. Why does it say? It says, talking about redeeming, this is talking about an eved ivri you sold to a goy. It says, yigolenu, gelon pa'amim. Where are the three pa'amim? It says, achre nimkar geula tielo, echad me'echav yigolenu, your brother should redeem you. O dodo, o ben dodo, yigolenu. Your cousin should redeem you. O mishar b'tzar b'mishpachto, yigolenu. Or someone else in the family should redeem you. Three times it says it. L'rabos, it comes to include, gol ha-ge'ulos she'negolos k'seder azeh. It has to be in this order. You can't go to the cousin if you don't go to the brother first. My lav, bate arichom of Eved Ivri. Doesn't this talk about bate arichom and Eved Ivri? Lo, it means bate chatzerim b'steachuzah. But the chatzerim is teachuza. But the chatzerim is teachuza behedjiksev. It says beferish. Al aretz, al steah aretz yechashev. That's what it says. Kedamar of Nachman Yitzchak lekarev karev kodem. It just you're right. This is just giving you the kedima, the order. Hachanami karev kodem. Just the order. Where did Rav Nachman say that? Heched the idmar, heched idmar the Rav Nachman Yitzchak aha. On the following, the bailahu eved ivri adim kali Yisrael. If an eved ivri is sold to a Jew, negal lekrovim or ain negal lekrovim, can he be redeemed? If he sold to a Jew, an eved ivri sold to a Jew, he can be redeemed. I never heard such a thing. Aliba the Rebbe Loti Boilach. According to Rebbe, it's not a kasha. The Amar Misha Einu Nigel Be'ele Nigel B'Sheish. Right? If you're not redeemed in these, meaning with relatives, Nigel B'Sheish. You can be redeemed if this is Alma Lo Mefrak. There is no available, there's no halachic mechanism to redeem an Eved Ivri sold to a Jew with relatives. No such thing. Ella Kiti Boilach Aliba the Rabbanon. What about the Rabbanon? My Yafilan Sachir Sachir. There's a Gzira Shava. That whatever applies to an Eved Ivri sold to a guy applies to an Eved Ivri sold to a Jew. And by there, yes, there's such a thing. Over here, it all should be. V'lo darshi yigolenu. And they shouldn't darshin yigolenu. O dilma yigolenu lezeh v'lo la'acher. Maybe it means only for him who's lezeh sold to a guy v'lo la'acher. And not sold to a Jew. So the Gemara says... Yeah, that if he sold to a guy, he can be redeemed. But if he sold to a Jew, he can't be redeemed. What?
Then it's from a guy.
The master's a guy. The master's a guy.
He can be redeemed from the guy.
Correct. Tashma, b'chol ge'ula titnu, l'rabos batim v'ovid v'evet ivri. Ay, ma'ila batim arechom v'evet ivri animkar l'Yisrael, lo, v'evet ivri animkar lovet kochavim. Evet ivri animkar lovet kochavim behed yiksiv bey. It says, o dodo, o ben dodo, yigolenu. Hahu l'kovo chova v'afilu l'Rabbi Yeshua. Now that's to say that it's a chov, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who said before that by steachuz it's a reshus. Here it's a chov. Why is it a chov over here? Because we don't want to hang around goyim. That's what Rashi says. The law yitma b'ovzik chov. You shouldn't hang around goyim. So when it comes to an eved ivri being sold to a guy, that we'll do whatever we can to get him out of there. We don't want to hang around a goy. An ancestral field. So the relative could say, listen, it's not my problem.
But every regular stamp case where the master was a Jew, the relative can't come.
No,
back.
No.
Because
he was sold by Bezdin.
Oh, well, how about if he can't sell himself?
So here, even if he sells himself, even if he sells himself,
he needs money.
So he sells himself, the relative has no obligation. It's like tzedakah.
Not that way, if he wants to.
If he, no, there's no, I don't think there's an event mechanism, no.
Really?
They have to stay there. Sold to a guy, want to get him out of there.
Can he redeem himself?
He can redeem himself.
How?
So I'm not sure how that happens. How do you do that?
Can the relative give
the money to the Eved Ivri? I was wondering about that. I don't know.
He gets a Yerusha.
He's a Jew.
What is the problem with he getting the winning lottery?
Or his brother-in-law? I don't know. Like, what's the difference?
He's being redeemed either. Where's
the
matter there?
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Plus, also, the master was a guy. How does that work? The stupid question with the food, everything is not.
I don't know. That's why we don't want to stay there. Exactly. It's not so simple. It's not so simple. Yeah.
No, the guy has an obligation.
The guy will give him kosher food, whatever it is. Yeah. It's not an ideal situation. It's assuming already he's a ger toshav, right?
But
following the rules.
Exactly. You're talking about a guy who's living in a Jewish area.
Right. Living in a Jewish area.
That he has to be.
How will be very close?
So I think you have to keep Shevet Mitzvot Bnei Noach plus Kashrus. No, is that what? There's a machlokas about this. What exactly his status is? So yeah, it's not such a right. So by the way, don't people do that all the time? They hire from Jews, not avodim. They hire from Jews, and they know it comes with consequences. They're going to be leaving on Fridays early, right? They take off more than other people, and you think it's a good worker, so it's worth it. Right, so he goes to Gourmet Glad, he buys him the kosher food, he figures it's worth it. That's a thing, that's a crazy. Right?
Every day
it happens. You wonder why, right? Toshma.
I work with the other batch. You don't wonder why,
right? You get what you pay for in this world, right? Toshma. Ma Talmud Lomar, you go Lenu. The point is, you're right. It's not such an easy situation, but the master will say it's worth it. The guy like this, he's good, solid workers. Happens today, every day. Tashma, ma tamadlam. What?
He's a slave.
Same thing.
Workers are slaves.
The difference is where they go at night. Do they go home or do they stay over there? It's the only difference. It's only difference.
No.
What, today? Today? It's the only
quit.
Difference.
A slave can't.
Right? What's the difference between a lawyer working over there and working for himself? The only difference is where they go to sleep.
A slave can't quit.
What?
A slave can't
okay, slave can't quit. So the guy can't quit either. Where's he going to quit?
No,
can't quit. You'll go be unemployed.
Can the guy in theory go home every night?
I don't know. I don't know how that works with a wife. I don't know all the pratim. I don't know. But that's really the only difference. Think about it. What?
You gotta go.
I really don't. Toshma, matamad lama yigolenu 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 gimel ba'amim l'rabos kol ha-ga'ulos shenagolos kiseder razeh. It has to be in this order, right? First the brother, then the cousin, then the distant cousin. My la, but the orachom of Eved Ivri nimkal l'Yisrael lo, but the chaterim v'stei achuzah, but the chaterim pedik sibur. It says beferish al stay eretz yichashev amar of Nachem b'Yitzchak l'karv karv kodem. That's just the order. Okay, we finished that impossible Gemara. Truth, it wasn't impossible. If we had 3 hours with a chart, it would be beautiful. Okay. Next, we said that the Mishnah said a nirtza is nikna b'ritzia. If a guy wants to stay longer, he can stay with ritzia. The chesiv it says v'ratza adonavis alzna b'ritzia. Very simple. The kona es atzmo biyovel ubemisas ha'adon. He can get himself back with yovel or misas ha'adon. How about your own kesef? What if a nirtza wins the lottery? Not in the Mishnah. The answer is no giron kesef on a nirtza.
Because there's no money involved anymore.
What do you mean? He's staying for Yovel. Right.
The money.
So there's two pshatim. One says, the Tosas Rid says what Mati said. There's no money involved. I'm not here for money. I'm here because I don't want to go home. I like it here. Right? And Yovel's in seven more years I'll stay. Right? Others say, no, it's a knas. You don't want to go home. So you win the lottery, you're still stuck there.
It's a knas because it says Leah them.
We're going to get to that tomorrow. I think that's tomorrow.
What's the mechanism to get out?
What?
It's a knas. What's the mechanism to get out?
There is no mechanism. Yovel or Mrs. Ogden. I won the lottery the other day. Doesn't matter. You're stuck there. Exactly. Fascinating.
The same thing. They both agree. I want to add it. Okay.
I don't know. Now, the chsiv, it says, v'avdu, he should work for him. V'lois haben, v'lois habas. Ula olam. What does la olam mean? Does it mean forever? It doesn't mean forever. It means la olam o shal yovo. Right? You have to go look at the psukim over there where the pashtonim, why la olam means yovel. Deben Ezra has a pshat, you know.
If he wins a lottery, we'll worry about it.
Exactly, worry about it then. Tana Rabbanan, marteya. Ein li ela marteya. I only know you could use a marteya. Minayin l'rabos, so I don't know what these things mean in English. Hasol, v'hasira, v'hamachad is a needle. Hamikadeach, v'hamichtav. All these other utensils to bore his ear. Tamad lomar, v'lakachta, l'rabos, kol davar, shenigach biyad. It says take anything that can be taken. Dei Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Rabbi Omer, ma marteya b'yuchat shal mateches, af kol shal mateches, has to be made out of metal, davar acher. Hamarteya, Lahavi hamarteya hagadol, a big marteya, a big one.
Like a hammer?
No, a big whatever. You don't need a hammer. A big whatever it is. It's an awl. It's called an awl. But a big one, not a little one. Yeah, it's a metal utensil. It looks like it's a big thick needle, basically. Amar Belazar Yudan Beribi Hayadoresh Shekhan Rotsim Shekhan Shekhan Rotsim Ain Rotsim Ela Bemilsa. We said that when a person gets bored in the ear, they do it in the milsa, which is a certain part of the ear. The chacham omer, you'll see in a minute. Ain eved ivri koed nirta. An eved ivri who's a koed can't be nirtzad. Why not? Because they make him into a mum. V'im tomar b'milsa heim rotzin. But you're telling me they're doing it in that part of the ear? Hoil heich eved ivri koed yaseb al mum. How's that making him a mum? It must be in a different part of the ear. Why? Because wherever the milsa is, that doesn't make you into a mum.
It doesn't.
But he said a kohen can't do it, so it must be a different part of the ear, which does make a mum. Where exactly this is, all is, I don't know.
The cartilage part, the upper part.
Okay, the upper part is a mum, and the lower part, where the earrings go, that's not a mum, right? That's not a mum. Guy has a hole where the earring goes, it's not a mum. So you can put it there. If you put it higher up, that's taka mum. So, okay. So, b'mayka miflagi, what are they arguing about? So Rashi says, gabi sul v'sira, right? What are they arguing about? So, the first man, the Amar, said you can use seven, he mentioned seven items that you can use for an awl. And then Rebbe said, no, only something made out of metal. What are they arguing about? What if it's not made out of metal? So, b'mayka miflagi, what are they arguing about? De Rebbe darish klali uprati. Rebbe is Doresh Klal Uprat. It says V'lakachta Klal. You should take whatever you want. Then it says Marteya is a Prat. aren't say as a prat. But ozno ubadeles, chazer v'klal. Now, how that's chazer v'klal, I have no idea. How is that chazer v'klal? What is the klal?
Exactly.
Right? We always have this question when the Gemara, for example, it says, if you find somebody's shirt. No, I'm sorry. If you find someone's item, then it says a shirt or an ox, and it gives pratim. And then it says, oh, any item. That's a klal and a prat right. And a klal.
Right.
Here, the klal is you can take whatever you want. The prat is only a marteya.
Right.
Then it says, and you bring him to the and you bring his ear to the door. How's that a klal?
Okay.
What's the klal?
Which door?
Not no, which door. It's just part of the process. It has nothing to do with the utensil.
Okay.
Right? How is that a klal? It just is. Right? It's like a kal v'chomer, or it's not a kal v'chomer, it's like a gzeir shavu. We just don't understand it. Right?
Maybe it says klal because it has two things here.
But it's not a klal. But we're talking about the utensil. What could you use? So one said 10 things. One said, oh no, it has to be out of metal. Why? Klal prat klal. What's the klal prat? A klal prat I get. It says anything. For lakachta, take whatever you want. You can even take a hammer. No, prat. Only something like only and all. What's the chazer for klal? I don't know. Anyway, it's klal prat klal. Yetadon al kein prat. Ma prat mefurish shalmateches. The prat is metal. Afkol shalmateches, any metal utensil. Rabbi Yossi darish ribu umiyat.
Gizont.
Rabbi Yossi has a different way of darshaning, which is a much more limiting. Well, you see, it goes both ways. It says v'lakachta riba. V'lakachta means you can take whatever you want. Marteya miyut. The marteya doesn't say whatever you want. It says marteya. Ba'ozna ubadeles chozev riba. Now, what gets included now? Now, according to, if you learn this way of darshing the Torah, which we don't say this every morning in Rabbi Shmuel's Brisa. We don't say it every morning.
Because
he argues on it. So, but some have this. A very great man. His name was Rabbi Yossi. A very great person. Rabbi Yossi said, no, I hold from Reba, Miyad, Reba. So therefore what? Reba, Umiyad, Vereba. Reba HaKol. My Rabbi, Rabbi Kol Mili. Everything in the world I could use. My Miyut, Miyut Sam. It excludes poison, which is not a utensil. Utensil? Any utensil you want. Metal? It doesn't have to be metal. It's much more expansive. What's excluded? Only one thing. What's that one thing? Something that's not even a utensil. Metal. They're gonna, you know, you're gonna with acid. You're gonna make acid in the guy's ear. That's not you can't do. Right? That's not a utensil. Right? Okay. Amar Mar. Har Marzea Lahavi Marzea Godol. My Mashma, how do you get a Marzea Godol out of this? Kid Amar Rava. Hayerech Hamiyumanius Shebiyerech. Hayerech means the best Yerech. Hachanami, Hamartzeya, Miyuchid Sheba Martzeya, the best one you could find. The biggest one, the best one. Then we said, Amar Belazar, Yudin Baribi Hayadari Shekin, Rotin, Ain Rotin El Bamilsa. You can only do it in the Milsa. Fichacham Amar, Ain Evan Ivri Koe Nirta, Vnashanasa Balmum. No, you can't do that because you can make him Balmum. So Vyasa Balmum. So he'll become a Balmum. So what? Says Rashi, a fascinating thing. Umabakach, big deal. Halo Ritzia, Mitzvahi. So what's he saying? I say doche los, I say?
Yeah. Sounds
the mitzvah of nirtza is doche any issues of mum. It's fascinating. What mitzvah is that?
If you're going to stay, you have to do ritzia. That's the mitzvah.
It's the same mitzvah as divorce.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Like putting on tefillin. It's a mitzvah chiyumis. You want to get divorced? Do it in this way. You want to do shechita? Do it in this way. You want to stay for 50 more years? Do it in this way. Right? It's not a mitzvah. I must eat matzah. Totally different kind of mitzvah. You want to do it, you got to do it like this. You can't do it like that. You got to do it like this.
Where is there an issur to make somebody a Baal Mum?
That's a good question also. We assume that because there was a discussion whether a Kohen can even have nirtza. One said, yeah, it's not a problem because the doer is not going to make a mum anyway. The other one said, what are you talking about? If you do it there, it's not an issue. There must be someone else, another part of the ear, and therefore a Kohen can't have it.
No question if a Kohen who's an
Eved
can be.
No, I don't know. So Amar Rabba, Bar of Shila, Amar Kra, Vishavel Mishpachto, Lemuchsel Shabbat Mishpachto. No, it says he goes back to his family. which means he has to go back in all ways to go back. So he can't go back and he can't be do avoda because he has a mum. So he can't go back. If not for that reason, it's a question that let the nirtza be docha the mum. Okay, we don't say that because he has to go back to his family like as whole as he came. And he can't do that if you give him a mum. Otherwise, we would entertain that question. Fascinating. Ibarilahu, Evan Ivri Kohen, Mao Shi Yimsalo Rabo Shivcha Kananis. Does he get a Shivcha Kananis, a Kohen who's an Evan? Why not? So Chiddush who? He's a Chiddush. He's a Jew. What's he doing with a Shivcha Kananis? So the answer is that an Evan Ivri is allowed to marry Shivcha Kananis. Right? Loshna Kohen, Loshna Yisrael. Doesn't make a difference if it's a Kohen or not. Oh, Dilma, well, Shani Kahanim, Hol, Varibal, Behan, Mit, Hakas, of Mitzvah, Yiseiros. They've had three Mitzvahs, maybe he can't. Ravam, Ravam, Amutar, Shmuel, Amar, Osir, Tamachlokes, Amalei, Rav Nachman, Rav Anon, Kevitsu, Kimar, Shmuel, when I was bar, Mar, Shmuel, Bidis, Kumdri, Vatilisu. I don't know what those words mean. What do those words mean?
It's not translated.
Okay.
They'll play some kind of a game, I guess.
They'll play some kind of a game. Why didn't you say it from here? Right? Why didn't you bring a riot from here? Right? A Kohen can't become an Eved Ivri because he can't become a Balmum. And if you can't have a Shivcha Kananis, the only way you can be a Balmo, the only way you can stay for Neretz is that I love my wife. Which wife? The Shivcha. But it doesn't have a Shivcha. So the Gemara says, Sulo Midi. Yeah, that's nothing more to discuss about this. Right? You're right? Nothing more to discuss. Right? I don't have an answer for you. Okay. Iboilahu. Kohen Mao be Yifas Toar. Can a Kohen marry Yifas Toar? Chidashu. Loshna Kohen, Loshna Yisrael. O Dilma, Shani Kahanim. Ho, Vriba had Mitzvahs Yiseiros. They have extra mitzvahs. What's the story about a Kohen and a Yifas Toar? Rav Amar Mutter, Shmuel Amar Osir. Now, Bibi Arishona, Kuli Amalo Pligi Deshari. The first to be a Bibi Arishona with a Yifas Toar, everyone holds its Mutter. Why? Because the Lo Dibra Torah Ela Kenegedi Tahara. That's the whole reason for Yifas Toar. Ki Pligi Bibi Ashnia. What about the second time? Rav Amar Mutter, Shmuel Amar Osir. Rav Amar Mutter, Hova Ishtari Ishtari. Well, she's already Mutter, you already had her. It's all good, right? Shmuel Amar Osir. Daha Havile Giores. Because the only way to have her now is to make her a Giores. The Giores, Lekahana Lochazi. There's no such thing. What about that one time? That's the Yitzhara. So that we let. Ki Pligi, I'm sorry, Ikid Da Amri. One more thing. Bibiya Rishona Kuli Amalo Pligi Da Asir. Now everyone Bibiya Shniya Kuli Amalo Pligi Da Asir. Everyone holds Bibiya Shniya's Asir. Why? To have a Legioris. Ki Pligi Bibiya Rishona Rav Amar Mutter Dolo Dibra Torah Ela Kenegid Yitzhara Ushmul Amar Asir. Why? Kal Hecha De Kareena Be'e Ve'esel Toch Pesecha Kareena Be'e Risa Shivya. If you can bring her home, then you can have Bibiya Rishona. Kal Hecha De Lo Kareena Be'e Ve'esel Toch Pesecha Lo Kareena Be'e Bibiya Rishona. If you can't bring her home, then we don't allow the Bibiya Rishona at all.
When's the first Bibiya? Before the month?
We're going to get to that tomorrow. You see the Tosfos tomorrow? Shalom wow. Yilchal Tzena Bil Muhammad, the gigantic Tosfos?
Yes.
We're going to do the whole thing tomorrow. And it's about the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, what exactly your question. Because the Gemara says you can't do it in war. So if you can't do it in war, what are you doing? That's the whole Yetzirah. So what's going on here? Rashi says, you take her home, and you do the whole procedure, then you can be with her. So I says, how could that be? That defeats the whole purpose. This whole heter. Right? So we'll deal with that tomorrow. All right? So we'll stop here. Everybody have a very good day.